Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Cristiano Ronaldo takes care of business, 111 international goals, breaking Ali Dai's record, the most by a male player in international history, an unbelievable feat as Portugal wins 2-1 against Ireland in the World Cup qualifier. We had to bring in my producer, Des Norris. Que golazo begins right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Que Golazo on this special emergency episode as Cristiano Ronaldo scores 111 goals, international history, in his 180th game for Portugal, a brace against Ireland, making him the top all-time male international goal scorer, passing Ali Dai. Don't forget to click, like, subscribe, follow us on Que Golazo Pod, YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, we could have Jimmy Conrad. We could have had Heath Pierce. We could have had James Benge. But you know what? I decided to be a little cruel today, a little mean from me. And our producer, our amazing, talented producer, Des Norris, who is Irish, by the way, had to force himself to come on the show to quickly talk about this amazing record by 36-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo. First of all, Des, commiserations,
oh, I'm so happy
my
for
friend.
Him, Luis. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is a moment of celebration for everyone, for world football. We're all delighted for the man. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you were saying?
The first thing Des was telling me on Slack, by the way, was, hey, we have to do this episode, I think. And here we are. Now, listen, Des, first of all, I mean, a heroic performance from Ireland. I mean, honestly, I thought you had it in the bag there. Your goalkeeper, I've never, I mean, with all due respect, I didn't think he had it in him. And he was having an amazing performance. That penalty, first of all, should it have happened in the first place?
So, yeah, just to set the scene or to give a bit of context to the Irish national team, moments before the game, we were hit with our latest COVID case. COVID is really persecuting the Irish national team more than any other international football team I can think of. Shane Long was ruled out just before the game. And then we had Portsmouth's Gavin Pizzuno thrown into what was an acid test, performed excellently, did save a penalty, you're correct, won by Bruno Fernandes, quite a dubious penalty, had a VAR check for a good 10 minutes, seeing Jeff Henrick got a good touch of the ball, penalty given nonetheless, and Ronaldo steps up and takes it, and it's saved. I don't know if we want to talk about how that bodes for Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo taking penalty duties and missing. I don't know how that's going to fade the Red Devils.
It's definitely going to be part of the conversation as we continue. Of course, as you mentioned, Bruno Fernandes probably should have taken it, but you know, Bruno sees Ronaldo as his hero. So that there's that conversation to have. But let's go back for a second to Ronaldo himself. Unbelievable, 111 goals. Listen, the game aside, I mean, just some numbers here for you. He scored 33 goals in World Cup qualifiers, 31 in Euro qualifiers, 19 in friendlies, 14 in UEFA Euros, 7 in the World Cup, and Nations League 5 and Confederations Cup 2. So 180 games. But also, Ireland became the 45th team Ronaldo has scored against as well. So he does it across the board. I mean, Where does this leave him in his legacy? He still has a few years to go, I am sure, even at 36 years old.
Still has a bit of catching up to do on Christine Sinclair.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
No, his legacy, I think it's fair to say he's got like a decent legacy. When he retires, people will probably remember his name. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what else to say about him. He just racks up numbers. It'll just keep on happening. He's 36 years young, and there's no end in sight, it seems.
Listen, it's worth mentioning, by the way, that he's also polarizing.
Like, these goals come in the 89th minute in injury time. You know, you're talking about someone who's, you know, long in the tooth, but match fitness is not a concern for him, you know? Like, he obviously doesn't have the pace of yesteryear, but, yeah, he's as sharp as he ever was.
Yep. Those two goals today against the Republic of Ireland were quintessential Ronaldo goals, right? Like very, like you said, towards the end of the game, in the air, just complete clutchness, unbelievable. I was going to say, he is a polarizing figure, that there are, of course, you know, rape allegations and things that he is dealing with off the field. So it's not like he's this perfect human being. It's actually very complicated in many ways for us to talk about him every now and again, because off the field, there are so many things going on with him. So from a football perspective, though,
he was about to sign for Manchester City. Rio Ferdinand had to explain to him that that was a stain on his legacy. So it was nothing to do with love of Manchester United. It was simply just for PR. He said, "Oh, I'm better, you know, just for the sake of selling shirts and keeping all my Instagram followers from Manchester, I'll go with the red side."
I mean, I think being interviewed right now is probably not the best time, especially just as he's still.
Yeah. Maybe I should watch my tongue, but. Anyway.
All right. But look, you bring up something good, though. He comes to Manchester United now. Let's talk about that thing that you just mentioned. How is it? Do you think he's going to be the penalty taker there?
Oh, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. Yeah, no. Listen, wherever he goes, he dictates the terms. And fair enough. He's, you know, he's done enough to earn that. But I fear for Bruno Fernandes and what this does to his stats. If you got him in your fantasy Premier League team, maybe now is the time to sub him out, because it's not only penalties, it's just general play, taking shots. Ronaldo doesn't like when people take shots if he's in an open or even a semi-open position. So, you know, all those United players who would, you know, try their luck from distance or even within the box, like, now they have to second guess, like, where is Big Ronnie? You don't want to get in his bad side. We saw that during the Euros, where he got Diego Jota got on his bad side. I forget which game it was. It could have been against Hungary, but he had a shot instead of passing to Ronaldo, and he just got daggers for the rest of the game.
So
I think that's what United have to contend with. But, you know, the trade-off is you have, you know, just a legend of the club, a man who is clutch, like you said. Like, he'll get goals. There's no doubt about it. It's just the rest of his teammates are now kind of at his service.
Yeah, and that will be a tricky thing for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to figure out. But going back to what he achieved today, there's no denying that it's a tremendous achievement, 111 goals. As you said, obviously, he still has quite a lot to do to catch up to Christine Sinclair. But from a male perspective, unbelievable. I mean, some of the names that he passed, Ali Daei, Pele, Puskas.
Robbie Keane,
the legendary Robbie Keane. Nobody, of course, Lionel Messi as well. And this race for, Ballon d'Or should be interesting, because obviously Ronaldo doing this, the top scorer in the European Championships, but then Lionel Messi winning Copa America as well. You would think that now really is going to be determined by their domestic and Champions League endeavors, as both of them have new clubs.
I mean, for Ballon d'Or conversation, I don't think, you know, for his achievements today, congratulations, scoring two against Ireland, I don't think that's what pushes you over the threshold to get your sixth Ballon d'Or. Let's see how he does this season at United. I mean, they are now legitimate contenders on every front, you'd assume, but it's all about picking up the hardware, right? So, you know, trophies win individual trophies. I don't think last season with Juve, despite being the top scorer there, I don't think that's enough to be in the conversation. But, you know, 2022, maybe.
Yeah. He wants to win. He wants to win. And when he does, you can't deny that. Most goals in the history of international football, most goals in the history of the club, of club football for the respective club that he's played. Most goals in Champions League history, by the way. Let's not forget that. Most goals in Portugal history, most goals in Euros history. I mean, you know, he's done quite a lot as of late. And of course, you know, we can't deny that he is a record-breaking machine. So I see him going beyond 40 years old. I don't know where. But I doubt maybe back to Portugal. But, you know, it's amazing what he achieved. And we'll have to see how the storyline continues there with Manchester United. Before we leave, Des Norris, anything else to add specifically as we look ahead to World Cup qualifiers all over? We have some good stuff coming up.
Oh, indeed we do. Yeah. Well, we've already got our preview out for tomorrow's game. With El Salvador, USMNT, as well as everything else going on in CONCACAF, Jimmy Conrad and Keith Pierce leading the charge there. But we got some guests coming in during the week as well. So exciting times with all things World Cup qualification related, unless you're talking about Ireland, who are still on 0 points in that group. So
hey, listen, Peru is bottom of CONMEBOL right now, so I can be with you right now. Both of us can be together and let the Americans celebrate. But Des Norris has recently joined Keigo Lazo. He's been amazing for us. Thank you so much for being part of this family. As Des mentioned, we got USMNT qualifiers, previews and recaps with Heath Pierce and Jimmy Conrad, and then we'll return next week for a weekend preview ahead of domestic action after everything returns. But there's plenty of international action coming your way. Des, so good for you to stand in on such an annoying night for you to do so, but thank you. I appreciate it, my friend.
No worries. My pleasure, Luis. And I'm glad that you finally now have an Irish football correspondent because it was long overdue.
Long overdue. Damn right. Thank you, everybody. Make sure that you follow Keigo Lazo on Twitter, YouTube, youtube.com/Keigo Lazo. We're on podcasts as well. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, CBS Sports, CBS Sports app, wherever you listen to your pods. Have a great, great rest of your week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.